The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Okay, Jess Kelly is with us once again for the Tech Takeover. Jess, what is on the agenda this week?
This is an interesting story that has been sort of making waves over the last number of hours online. And that is that Instagram is to scrap end-to-end encryption for private messages on the service. So for those who don't know, let's just walk it right back.
Yeah.
End-to-end encryption means if I send you a message, you can read the message, I can read the message, but nobody, including the service provider on which the message was sent, can read the message.
Okay.
This is something that is really important. You'll often hear Meta talking about end-to-end encryption for WhatsApp. You'll hear Apple talking about it for their iMessage. It's something that gives us, the user, peace of mind that our conversations are private.
Yeah. And that's important. Like if I'm sending my wife my credit card, for example,
exactly.
You don't want anyone else to see it.
Yes. And you want to have the peace of mind that even the tech provider themselves can't get into it. Now, this is something that has been controversial over the last number of years for a few different reasons. Firstly, from a law enforcement point of view. So there are very prolific examples of people using tech platforms for nefarious purposes, shall we say. And, you know, organizations like the FBI have had to jailbreak, which is when they kind of hack into the system to get the messages of suspected terrorists. And they have, there's an example from 2013 where they were asking Apple to decrypt a phone so they could get in to see these messages, but Apple physically couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it. So they had to jailbreak and they got around it. What's happening here, though, is Instagram is saying that they're removing the end-to-end encryption on the DMs because people weren't using that feature and that functionality on the app. But this is something that child safety experts have been calling for since before Meta introduced this feature on the platform. And that is because when messages are end-to-end encrypted, as I said, nobody, even the service provider, can get in. And it means then that if something bad is happening in those messages, not only can AI sweepers not pick up the content that's there, but also if and when something goes awry, it can be more problematic and more troublesome to get access to that information.
So the fact that they won't be encrypted now means if there was something, an untoward message was being sent to a minor, for example, it would be picked up.
Exactly it. And what's really interesting to see is that, as I said, Meta's reasoning for this is that people weren't using it. But when I was chatting to some people I know who work for child safety groups, they were saying that this is a great thing because this, alongside the introduction of Instagram teen accounts, which happened the year before last, this is another stepping stone towards a safer internet for younger people. Now, this doesn't, again, and I say this, I said it to Ciara a few weeks ago on the show as well, this isn't another silver bullet solution. There's no silver bullet solution that's going to keep children 100% safe.
Yeah.
But as I said, it's another positive stepping stone.
I don't understand something, and this is, it's probably a bit of a by-the-by, but why would low uptake mean they'd abandon encryption? I mean, are people not taking it up because there's encryption? That doesn't really make sense to me.
No, it's something that, because this was a feature that was an opt-in feature. And so very often when they introduce new features, you either have to opt in or opt out.
And people just weren't opting in.
They weren't opting in because for like the way I use Instagram DMs is I send friends and colleagues and family members funny videos and funny gifts and nonsense.
You don't really care who sees it.
Exactly it. So there wasn't really this big push to do this. Some experts are saying that maybe this is Meta from a business point of view wanting to push people to use WhatsApp for their more private conversations, because that is still going to be end-to-end encrypted. It's very important to stress that. But because of that, because of the low uptake, they're saying it will no longer be in use. I think it's a really positive thing. And I think, you know, we have been talking over the last number of months in particular about the progress towards a safer internet online. I do think it's important, though, that we all kind of get our heads around the platforms that we use and understand things like encryption. It's dull, it can be a bit complex, but it is worth getting your head around and understanding what the removal of this means. Also, if you're a parent and your child is using, whether it's Instagram, TikTok or Snapchat or whatever it is, the onus is on you to go in and figure out how these platforms work. As I said, if you're child is under the age of 16, they will automatically be placed into an Instagram teen account. But you, the parent, if you have an Instagram account yourself, you can associate your account with your teen's account. And that way then you have eyes on who their friends are. You can see if they get any friend requests. Their accounts are automatically made private. So I actually think overall, on first glance at this headline, you think it might be a bad thing because encryption is going away. But in this one example, I do think it's a positive move.
And I see Digital Rights Watch are basically saying that more tech companies, not less, should be moving to end-to-end encryption. Is that going to happen, do you think?
I think it will, particularly on services like this. You know, messaging apps like WhatsApp and Telegram, they're made for these more personal conversations. But for social media, like TikTok, for example, doesn't encrypt their DMs. So I think any social platform where you do have, you know, a significant number of younger people utilising them, I do think it's a good thing to remove the end-to-end encryption. Okay. But again, these are all stepping stones. It's not going to be a big sea change, but it does make a difference.
Okay. What's your tech tip for the week, Jess?
Tech tip is to check your plans. So we know, because we spoke about it last week, that our mobile TV and broadband bills are going up, but now is a really good time to sit down and look at your streaming services. So whether that is Disney, Netflix, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, and just see what you're paying and figure out if people in your household are also paying for them. So for example, perhaps you have a Spotify and your wife has a Spotify.
I think we have a family plan, but now I'm going to have to check now.
You need to check and you need to make sure, because say for example, if you were both paying for your own plans and then one of the kids had their plan as well, but that kid is actually a student and could avail of the student discount, you could get much better value.
Okay.
And it's the same across the board. Look at things like the annual subscription for Disney instead of the monthly if you're big Disney users. Look again at the options for Netflix. Maybe it's only two of you in the household. Do you really need to be paying the top tier? It's worth sitting down, doing the maths, making the move if you can, because you could save a few quid every month.
Okay, that makes real sense. I actually remember a couple of years ago you did a thing on breakfast where you talked about actually checking all your plans, and when I went through it I was paying out for things I didn't even know I had, basically. So
it's
worth doing that every 6 months or so to make sure you're that when you got that thing out to watch this program, you forgot to cancel it or whatever. Your tech rec for the week, Jess.
Yeah, this is just another one of my nerdy little hobbies, but I'm big into my gardening.
Are you?
Like, massively into my gardening. I was when we lived in an apartment. I had the most Notions balcony garden that you could have ever seen in your life. But now, since we moved into the house, I'm all about it. So I spent a good bit of the long weekend on the orhs.org.uk website.
ORHS and UK, there's got to be a royal in there, is there?
The Royal Horticultural Society, don't you know? But it is a fantastic resource because it'll tell you, like, based on the month of the year, what you should be doing in the garden, what you should watch out for. It told me, for example, a few months ago that it was time to cut back my lavender, and they're already starting to come back now because the bit of spring is in the air. So if you are a gardening fanatic, or even if you're looking to try and get into it, it is great. It'll also tell you what you should put in beds, what you should put in pots, what works in shade, full sun, all the rest. I'm a big fan of it.
I have to say, I absolutely hate gardening.
Do you?
I do. And I think it was we had a big garden growing up and all my Saturdays were cutting the grass, and I just absolutely hate it. And my wife has kind of green fingers, but I
have a robot to cut my grass, so I don't have to do any of those boring jobs. Yeah, we've got, if it's from an Irish company actually called Homebot, but I love it. And I love, my favourite thing about this time of year now is looking out and seeing the plants come into life. I'll be growing the potatoes and the tomatoes and all the rest over
potatoes
the
potatoes and tomatoes.
Telling you.
Wow. Very impressive. What's the website again?
It is orhs.org.uk, or if you just search in Google for ORHS, it comes up.
Jess Kelly, thank you indeed for that tech takeover.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.